to commemorate the anniversary of a famous Korean War battle, and to honor the veterans of the Canadian and South Korean armed forces that fought in the Cold War's Forgotten War. The Royal Canadian Legion in Airdrie held a remembrance ceremony at the Airdrie Korean War Cenotaph on April 20. The Battle of Gapyeong, a legendary battle fought between the United Nations forces against the Chinese People's Volunteer Army, was fought 73 years ago this April. Members of the Airdrie Legion, Korean veterans, local political dignitaries, and others assembled on Saturday to honor the sacrifices of South Korean and Canadian soldiers at the Battle of Gapyeong. The battle, which took place April 22-27, 1951, saw 2,000 Commonwealth forces, featuring the 2nd Battalion of the Princess Patricia's Canadian Light Infantry, take on around 20,000 soldiers of the People's Volunteer Army. The battle was seen as a major victory for United Nations forces, who were vastly outnumbered, and a major setback to the North Korean and Chinese attempts to take the south capital of Seoul. Member of Legislative Assembly for Airdrie East Angela Pitt spoke at the ceremony and said that the sacrifices of those who fought at Gapyeong won't be forgotten. "Let us never forget the courage and sacrifices that fell on that battlefield today," said Pitt, who was joined by Airdrie City Councillor Al Jones in speaking to the assembled crowd. "This monument is a gesture to the soldiers who fought in the Korean War. Today we recognize the, over, 60-year, diplomatic, relationship between Canada and the people of South Korea," said Jones, who spoke on behalf of Airdrie Mayor Peter Brown. The Battle of Gapyeong Victory Monument, the site of the commemorative ceremony, was unveiled last July. The 11.5-ton and 2.8-meters tall monument was quarried from the battlefield, also known as Hill 677. The monument was presented to Airdrie by the city of Gapyeong as a gesture of gratitude for the sacrifices made by Canadians at Gapyeong. Members of the South Korean Association of Canada and veterans with the Airdrie Legion, as well as MLA Pitt and Councillor Jones, laid commemorative wreaths at the foot of the monument while the last post, a trumpet musical number typically heard at Remembrance Day ceremonies, was played over the loudspeaker. While the Battle of Gapyeong is seen as a crucial victory in preventing a Chinese breakthrough along the United Nations front in the early part of the Korean War, the battle is also arguably the most significant battle fought by the Canadian Armed Forces since the end of the Second World War. Before the ceremony ended, Bill Drummond, a member of the Airdrie Legion, remarked on the bravery and sacrifice of all who fought in the battle. "We're paying tribute today to the people that made the ultimate sacrifice in this conflict," said Drummond. "We also honor the indomitable spirit of our Korean veterans who stood tall against the odds."